This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Having reminded you that the focus of all the Gospels is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, let's now go back to the beginnings of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. In thinking of Jesus Christ as the King above us, as presented in the book of Matthew, it is not surprising to find the word authority mentioned in regard to his life and work. To do a topical study of authority, let's use the 3C approach to Bible study. First, collect the references to authority in Matthew, then correlate the information found in them into an outline. Once you've done this, crystallize what you have found into some applications. When Jesus finished his Sermon on the Mount, it says in Matthew 7:28 through 29, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. His sermon was pointed, dealing with character, consistency, compassion, and commitment. Jesus minced no words. He probed beyond mere outward appearance to deal with what was going on in the innermost thoughts and attitudes of the mind and heart. In chapter 8, a centurion asked Jesus for help. When Jesus was ready to go with him to heal his servant, he declared that he understood authority. One with authority only needs to speak the words, and servants obey. He asked Jesus to speak the word of healing and believed it would be done. Jesus affirmed his faith and healed his servant. In Matthew 9, Jesus asserts his authority by forgiving a paralytic his sins and then healing him. Look for other indications of his authority as you continue reading Matthew, and we'll continue the study in our next visit.